Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Glad to have all of you back as we are really continuing the Easter celebration. Did you know Easter's not just on a Sunday? That's incorrect. Easter is actually on every Sunday throughout the year, and Easter is a season in the church of quite a few Sundays that leads us ultimately to Pentecost. So we're celebrating for quite a few more weeks, so get used to saying, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We'll do it a few times here in our service this morning. You know, one thing we're going to discover this morning is that it's sometimes really hard to break our broken past. You might realize that in sports, if you're on a team that keeps losing, when you go to that next game, you just have it on your mind. You have it on your mind, we're going to lose again. It can also happen with our past as we think about what's happened in the past, maybe the brokenness that we've experienced. What we're going to discover with the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're going to discover that in Christianity, in the Christian church, there's always second chances and there's always a bounce back, which is such a powerful message. We all need to hear that again today and realize what the resurrection of Jesus means for us. Welcome again to those that are tuning in as well. We know we've got a large online audience. We're glad that you've joined us today, or whether it's Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And we're also thankful to have everyone here gathered too here in the sanctuary. Just a couple notes about our worship today. The first is that we are having a baptism today. Eli Don Moyer is getting baptized. Eli's right over here. That baptism is going to happen after the service, not during the service. So take a note, we're going to have some adjustments in the service. This is to keep you on your toes. And so we've added the Lord's Prayer, which was going to be during the baptism, but the Lord's Prayer is going to happen later in the service. Don't worry, I will guide you along. And another thing in the service that's added that's not in the bulletin is today we're going to dedicate the two candles up front, which speak to the divinity of Jesus, but also his humanity as well. All Christian churches recognize that statement when they have two candles on the altar. So we're going to dedicate that today. Also, I want to draw your attention over here to Debbie Graber. She's playing for us this morning. We're thankful to have her playing for us. Debbie was with us in the fall and thankful to have her here today, but she's in the choir too. She's a familiar face here at Peace. Colleen had minor surgery, cataract surgery this week, and it went really well. We're thankful for that, and she'll be back with us soon as well. Let's see. I think that does it for what I have to share. Just one other note too this morning. Many of our youth are actually not here. They're actually up at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Albany. They're sharing about the upcoming National Youth Gathering trip they're going to have in June. Peace is sending 11 people to New Orleans. We have 8 high school youth and 3 chaperones. So we really need to pray for the youth. We need really pray for the chaperones, all right? So, Diane's also got an announcement this morning. Let's hear from her.
Good morning. Thank you so much for all the support and wonderful involvement you did for the food drive back in March. We have another one coming up. The need is great. You've probably heard in the news, a lot of the USDA supplements have been cut from the Oregon Food Bank, and our food bank is not getting that stuff anymore. So they need more food. And just because of the climate, there's more and more customers coming needing food. And so there is a national postal worker or letter carrier food drive on May 10th. And Philomath has agreed to do it. They're going to sponsor they're partnering with those of us that are trying to work on the food drives, because they don't have the capacity in the trucks to gather all the food. We need some volunteers to drive as a team. I said maybe a team of 2 or 3, a driver, and then somebody willing to go out to the mailbox. The people are going to just put the food out by their mailbox and put it in their car and then drive it down to Philomath Community Services on South 9th Street. and that is May 10th at 10 o'clock in the morning. I need probably 12 to 15 teams, and so far I have two. So I've got a ways to go. So if there's any way you have the time and you can work with it, there's no age restriction, except we do need a driver. So you have to be over 16 for that part. But everything else, no age restriction. We would love to have you involved. Probably an hour to two is what we're looking at, especially if we can get the 10 to 15 groups. Thank you. Please let myself know if you're willing to put together a team of two or three, or let Pastor know, and he can let me know. Thank you so much.
I just love that. I love how we can partner with the community.